after the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men had never heard, like the scream and the sound of a big warbird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried and 80 men died, now they're buried together on the countryside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody Red Baron was rolling out the score. 80 men died trying to win that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany. In the nick of time, a hero arose, a funny looking dog with a big black nose. He flew into the sky to seek revenge, but the Baron shot him down.
Curses fall again.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody Red Baron was rolling out the score. 80 men died trying to win that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany. Now Snoopy swore he'd get that man, so he asked the Great Pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dogfight, while the Baron was laughing, he got him in his sight. That bloody Red Baron was in a fix. He tried everything, but he'd run out of tricks. Snoopy fired once, and he fired twice, and the bloody Red Baron went spinning out of sight.
That, yeah.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody Red Baron was rolling out the score. 80 men died trying to win that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody Red Baron was rolling out the score. 80 men died trying to win that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany.
Now that's one of the songs taken from the forthcoming album Fun, Flight and Music by my guest today, who are a local folk band, Stuck in the Middle. Now they were here back in November last year, so welcome back, guys.
Hello.
Hi, and thank you very much for coming in today. Now, I chose that track because of its link with one particular track that you've been working on, but we'll come back to that in a minute. Anyway, now, one of you guys, Julian, to be precise, is one half of Rich Clifford and the Young Ones. So I got totally confused and started crediting Stuck in the Middle with the song They Call Me the Breeze. Sorry, I've created... There you see, I've done it again. I started crediting it to Rich Clifford and the Young Ones. And by the way, we've been playing that song single time that I've been in here. The track that we've been playing a lot. Anyway, to my mind, it's all your fault because you sent it to me. You sent it to me along with the other tracks. So what do you have to say about that?
I won't do that again.
Now, clearly, if only for my benefit, it's awfully sad when the mind starts going. Could you just reintroduce yourselves individually once more?
Well, I'm John Greaves.
Right, and what do you do?
I sing and play the guitar.
Good stuff.
And...
Hi, I'm Angela, and I play percussion.
And sing.
And sing, of course,
and sing
yes.
as well, right.
And I'm Julian May, I play guitar and sing. And we're also in the midst of writing new songs, which is great.
Yes, we've been doing
right.
that.
Now, before we move on, Rich Clifford and the Young Ones are going to be appearing in Brentwood very soon, are they not? So, Julian, come on, you can reveal all.
I can. Thank you for doing this for us, Scott, because Rich Clifford and the Young Ones will be appearing live at the Bardswell Social Club, and that's Bardswell Close Brentwood, on Saturday. That's this Saturday, July 2017, of course.
The
8 p.m. All welcome, and there is a small charge on the door.
So it's 8th of July, 8 p.m.
8th of July, 8 p.m. this Saturday.
Good stuff, right, okay.
Thank you.
Now, what have you been doing since you were here last, apart from confusing me, that is?
I'll hand over to John if you want some clarity.
It's not difficult to do, I can tell you.
We've been doing an awful lot of work coming, haven't we? We've done a lot of gigs over places. We also had a lot of holidays and things like that.
Well, that seems reasonable.
Me and Angela also operate as the Dendy Duo, and we've been out to Holland a couple of times and performed out there. But
more importantly, we've been writing songs.
Yes, we've been writing songs too.
Ah, and I'm impressed beyond measure.
Yes.
So what songs have you particularly written? Because I think you've got a really special one.
Well, this one that we're in here about today, are we talking about?
Yes, that one.
That's about Stomares, the airbase.
Right. So what's the story behind this?
Well, we've been going down and playing some gigs at Stomares airbase for some time, and we got quite interested in it. And we started looking into the history of it. We found that there was a guy that run the place back in the day, back in 1917, called Claude Ridley.
Yeah,
and he was only 19 when he took command of the airbase.
Good God.
And he had an incredibly good military background leading up to that. He'd been a prisoner, he'd escaped, he'd been flying spies into France, and the plane broke down and he was stranded behind enemy lines. He got past, he did the conventional punching the guy on a train, and the guy that was in charge of him, and he leapt off the train, and he'd done what they used to do in Casey Jones and, you know, all that sort of thing. And he got back to England. When he got back to England, they realised that because he had also, while he was on the run, been taking in all the positions, the enemy positions and that type of thing, which he was able to then report to the English and say, this is what we've got going here and that's what you ought to be bombing. They would have had him over as a spy if he'd been shot down behind enemy lines again. So they put him on duty at Stomares Air Base, which is just up the road from where we live. And at that point, he's still only 19. That's the incredible thing about the guy.
Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely, yeah.
I didn't think I was born.
We kind of started the song off thinking about him, but obviously we didn't write a song about Claude Ridley. We wrote a song about the airbase that he was in charge of.
Now that must have been a heck of a task. However long did it take you?
To write the song?
It's
a fair amount of information, especially with you, because Claude Ridley came from Sunderland.
Yeah.
And he's still got family out there. His daughter is, in fact, still alive.
Wow.
And he's got a grandchild up there, at least one that we know about.
Yeah.
And a number of members of the family that also gave us some lots of nice comments on our Facebook page when they heard it, because the song has been played up that way.
Yes.
And when we got reading in the Sunderland newspapers, we found out an awful lot about him. But, I mean, as I say, the song, you become obsessed with the character, but we thought we can't just make a song about Claude Ridley. We make a song about the whole of the airbase. Though when he finally died in World War II, not in action, unfortunately, I think it was cancer that took him out, he wanted to be buried back in Stomares because that's where he was. It's where he had great memories of the place.
So he probably wasn't that old when he died.
No, it was in his 40s.
My word, what a full life.
He put himself up for military service again in World War II. And what's your name? So Claude Ridley. Yes, we'll have you, please. He's wing commander just like that. So he got these people. And you just sort of think, wow.
Now, I guess you've performed the song for the base. Is that right?
We have performed it in a number of ways, in a number of places. We are performing it, obviously, they've got a big do on the 22nd and 23rd of July. And we'll be performing it there. I think you need to take over the...
But, well, to answer the earlier question, which is, John has the greater grasp of the history there, but when you talked about how do you construct a song like that with all the detail in it, we just started by giving directions on how you can get to the air drums.
Yes. That was good.
And then you find this air base, and the song talks about its history and Claude Ridley, as John has mentioned. But it also finishes with a verse at the end which says what it is today, which is a museum for the public to go and see.
Yeah.
So try and get all that into one song as a lyric.
I have no idea how you'd even begin.
But that's the thing. Yeah. And the lovely thing is they've now been selling our new single in the shop down there on site, which is great for us and great for them as well.
Well, they must be absolutely thrilled with the result.
Yes. Yes, they are. We hope to make a video there to go with the song.
Any idea when that'll happen?
as soon as we can find some people who want to film it for us.
We'll end up filming it ourselves this way. We want to, we've got to have people in it. We've got a great idea of how to film the video. We've got some really good ideas for it. Andrew,
it's finding the time as well. It's such a fabulous place. I mean, if you haven't been, you should go. I think it's the only one in Europe, isn't it? World War One.
Is it really?
Best preserved.
Because it just, when the war finished, it just got turned back over to farm. And, you know, some of the buildings where what used to be the mess tents or whatever, or mess hut, were, you know, cattle sheds and stuff.
Yes.
So it wasn't difficult to turn it back over, and it's brilliant. The museum there, if you haven't been, say, you should really get yourself down there. And
a project well worth having done.
In a couple of weeks' time, there's a thing going on all over the weekend, so it'd be an ideal time to get down there then.
All right, so 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks' time. Vintage planes flying there and everything. Yeah. World War One would be really good.
It can be a bit difficult to find because you have to go into Stonemar. Well, you don't go into Stonemar's, actually. It's more Clark's.
Radar on the Hill.
Yes.
On the road in Longwood Hill.
Oh, buy our song and it'll tell you how to get there. But
then you do a left up Hackman's Lane, and at the brown sign you do a left again.
Exactly.
I'll take your word for it.
There, in World War One, they built an aerodrome.
That's right, you'll hear the rest of it.
Well, it's amazing anybody found their way there, I guess. Now, you know, after all that, we just have to play the song, but before we do, you better remind us of the title and where we can get a copy of it, and also tell us about the new album that you've got coming out. When is that coming out? And again, where's it going to be available?
Well, the thing is, because a lot of us have been going on holiday, that type of thing. It's that time of year, isn't it? So one of us gets back, the other one goes on holiday, and then the other one gets back, and then the other one goes on holiday.
Well, that's why we find it so difficult to get you in here.
And that's been half the problem. So we've got a bit of a backlog. We've got some more, about another 4 or 5 songs left to record, because we've actually done quite well with it.
Right.
But I reckon that'll come out sometime in August. It's not quite the same as when Roger Waters of Pink Floyd writes a song or something like that, when they say we're projected to be out on that particular week. We just sort of finish it, think, right, ready?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, stick it out.
There it goes.
Right.
We've called the album Fun Flight and Music, so it's going to be about fun flight and music.
Right. And where will it be available?
Well, Well, you can go on the Stuck in the Middle web Facebook page. That's an easy place to find it.
I'm sure Phoenix will promote it for us.
Of course we will.
And you'll be able to tell people where to get copies.
Well, when you tell me, I'll tell everybody else.
We've got to find shops that are going to stock it. Well, I mean, obviously, if you contact the Stuck in the Middle band, we will obviously be able to get them. And obviously, all our gigs, which we've got quite a lot coming up.
Deb's Records.
Would it be all right if John gave an email if any of your listeners was interested in, because it's lovely when you get advanced orders for something that's not
We're selling the single now anyway, the Stonemar single. If you go J-O-N, that's John, J-O-N Greaves, G-R-E-A-V-E-S, so it's J-O-N-G-R-E-A-V-E-S at live.co.uk.
That's good.
You can contact me and I will reply to your email and tell you, and either send you one if you want, or whatever else you want me to do with it.
Well, presumably some people pay for it. Yeah.
Yes. £3 a single.
That's the single. And the single is also available. Of course,
it's available
Stone
now. It's there. Judy's got it in his hand.
Oh, look at that!
Look at it.
Oh yeah. That's
And the photo was taken at Stonemar's as well.
Yes. Well, I figured it was in the picture of the aircraft on it. Yeah. All right, so who's going to introduce the song?
I think John should, because John's on the main vocal, and if people wanted the directions again, you'll hear it at the very beginning.
Yes, if you want to know where Stonemar is, listen to the very first verse of the song. It's called Stonemar Is All Those Years Ago.
Right.
Simple as that.
Okay, let's play the song.
Thank you.
radar situated on the hill. Towards Cobbleton, past the church and onward till you take a left up what is known as Hackman's Lane. And at the brown sign you do a left again. Here back in World War One they built an aerodrome where Captain Claude Ridley and his pilots made a home. And they were always at the ready to defend us from the Kaiser and the menace from the sky that it sends.
So
wait and soft to fight the foe, seeking out the enemy, protecting those below.
So Maurice, all those years ago.
From 1916 to the last days of the war, did 37 Squadron Royal Flying Corps protect us from the mighty zeppelins of the night and any gotha that came looking for a fight? With noble fortitude these pioneers of their day prepare to face the Hun and send them on their way. Even if von Richthofen himself had shown his face, these boys were of the right stuff to put him in his place. Cheery head jacks off to fight the war, one for Blighty and give them all what for.
So Maurice,
don't mess with the flying car.
Young Ridley was just 19 when he took command. A credit to them all, along with those we lost who paid the cost. A few here we recall.
Captain A. Kynock, Lieutenant E. Nichols, Second Lieutenant R. Moritzen, Second Lieutenant E. Mucklow, Second Lieutenant W. Burford.
So
farewell, off to war we go, waving to the land girls, putting on a show. Had its fill, and 37 Squadron moved to Biggin Hill. The site returned to farmland as it was before. A few old buildings marked the spot, but nothing more. But there's a happy ending to this story, for now it's been restored to all its former glory. Museum, vintage paint, and all year round events, plus a memorial to unforgotten friends. Tribute to the boys of RFC.
Stowmarine,
how proud.